You know, I've been studying that Bible for
many, many, many years.
And I went through the book of Revelation verse by verse eight times because I wanted to understand it. I've listened to 40,000 preachers, but I really wanted to digest it for myself and just see. And so there was a part in Revelation that says, count up the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, the number of man. So I counted up the number of the beast, 666. And I looked everywhere I could see it, and I could see it everywhere. And for 5 years, I looked for the mark of the beast on everything. And it was depressing. And I finally prayed to God, and I said, Lord, I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like he's winning. What's going on? I don't know if that's when I got my... I don't know if that's when I got my answer, but there was one point where I just, you know, cried out to God, said, I know the devil's not winning. I said, what is going on? He said, it is right in front of you. I'll never forget that. Audible voice, inside, everywhere, outside, inside. When God speaks, it's everywhere. Other people can't hear it, but you can. And I looked in front of me. There was a bookshelf, some paper, some books. Some ink pens, a wall. And for 6 months I tried to decode what was right in front of me as I was sitting there in that chair. And so 6 months went by and I still didn't get it. And then I stopped what I was doing and I said the same thing. Lord, what's going on? I still can't see it. And he said, it is right in front of you. But he said it more firm, you know. And I thought, wow, I'm just not getting it. I wasn't getting it. And 2 months later, it was February 2012. Because I finally just pretty much was said, I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. It's like 2:03 in the morning. I was shipping some books and I was tired. So I jumped into bed and I looked behind me and there was a Shekinah glory. It was there. It was five spirals going through the roof, through the floor. You could see through it. It didn't cast a shadow. It was like a neon light it was self-contained. And it was there, and at the bottom where my feet were, it was like, one foot away from my feet, you know? And at first I didn't know a thousand things went through my mind. Is this an alien? Is this a portal out of here? Can I just jump through it? And I thought, what is this? And I thought, alien, portal, what is this? At first, it was like, it shocked you. It's kind of like a scary, you're like, what is that? But I wasn't afraid, you know? It's like, you had an instant fear, and then the fear went away, and you thought, well, this is it. I thought it was over. I thought, well, this is it. I'm out of here. And as I watched it, and like I say, all those thoughts, probably many more thoughts, but it was all happening within 3 seconds and it dematerialized. And I thought, it was late and I was tired. Actually, what I think a lot of it too was I was cleaning. I was using acetone to clean off old books, so I had acetone smell in my environment. I didn't really think about it back then, but I would put a fan. I ran a fan in the open windows and tried to clear it out, but I think I had a lot of acetone. Build up in my system, you know. And so, but it was real, it happened. And the reason I know it did is because the next day, I stood up and I couldn't walk. It's like I was drunk. I was just stumbling. And I was being downloaded information. And when I say downloaded, it's not like, it's kind of like the Matrix, but I was able to see stuff that was hidden in plain view right in front of you. It was bizarro, man. It was wild. I didn't know what was going on. It took me 6 years to see the hologram. It took me 7 years to get halfway back to normal, but I'm back to normal, but at the same time, it's like, it's hard to believe still, but it's, now I believe it, and I know it's true because it's off the roof, to be honest with you. So I actually saw past the 3D experience. And it's pretty amazing stuff, really. Pretty amazing stuff. The sad part is, when you see something like that, you disconnect from this place. You really don't care about this place anymore. And it, because I was so enmeshed or emeshed, I was so meshed into to seeing the unseen for 6 years, every day of my life, decoding this place. It was hard to break back into, it's hard to go back and balance the two. To try to balance 3D and 5D, once you see the 5D, it's really hard. And I had to have a couple trauma things hit me just to bring me back down here, you know. But they weren't really trauma, like really bad traumas, just realizing people were either lying or, you know, pretending and faking and waking up to the fact that there's a lot of agents, there's a lot of witches, and there's a lot of agents out there that really don't have your best interest, but they'll say they're on your team, but they're not, and they're just agents trying to pull you back to whatever, the dark side or whatever. And the dark side might not even be what you think. Is it could just be off your calling, you know. Whatever your calling is, everybody has a different calling, you know. But I think the devil was possessing some of these people because he knew that once somebody saw through this thing, it's a hologram, it's a fractal hologram, and it's the story of the cross playing out all the time. And there might be some people out there that needed to hear this, and it explains everything. Every day is the same. Every moment is the same. And everything that you're dealing with is a storyline. All Hollywood is doing is giving you back your own life. That's why when you watch a movie, you might cry or something, because you've experienced it. They're just giving you back your own life. You know? Let's say somebody lost a child, and then they watch a movie where somebody lost a child and they're tearing up. They cry because the child that they lost, it had nothing to do with the movie. The movie just reminded them. Long story short, when you look at a building, that's the body of Christ. When you wash your clothes, because you're being washed, when you brew your coffee because you're being brewed. When you iron your clothes, you're being ironed, straightened out. Everything that you do in the natural is being done to you in the spiritual. That's why you do it in the natural, because it's a type of shadow. In other words, you can't do anything in the natural that wasn't already being done in the spiritual. If you iron clothes, you're straightening your cloth. And the reason you're straightening your cloth is because God has straightened the clergy. And the clergy is the cloth. God has straightened the clergy, the cloth, and that's why you iron your clothes, if you want your clothes to be ironed. The only reason you wash clothes is because the word cloth goes back to the church, the clergy, the cloth. Even the word secretary goes back to clergy. But the cloth is you. And so God is washing His church and cleansing His church. That's why you cleanse your clothes. That's why you wash your clothes. So anything, whether you write a book, whether you do a podcast, whatever it is, think about a podcast. Where'd they get that from? It's a pod from a, what is a podcast? It's a pod from a tree. So you're dropping off pods to make copies, you know. A podcast is telling you by its name what's going on. So you create this podcast, right? And so you're throwing out some information. And other people are hearing you. They're waking up. Whether they're getting saved or they're following your teaching or whatever you're teaching on your podcast. Whatever's going on in your podcast, they're learning from you. And so the podcast is like the pod on a tree. You're making shoot. The seed goes down in the ground, and there's a shoot that rises up. Some on good ground, some on rocks, and some on stony ground. Some grow, some don't. So you're throwing out the word, the seed of the word, the seed of the truth. And some people grow, some people go away, some people stick around, some people stay around till they get, and then they start their own podcast. You see what I'm saying? So everything that you do in the natural can only be done because it was already done in the spiritual first, before the foundation of the world. So everything goes back to what happened at the cross. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So there's nothing outside that storyline. And so every day of your life is that same storyline. Source never changes. So you're going around a circuit every day. I don't care what kind of, I don't care if you're rich, you're poor, I don't care what you are. It's the same circuit every day. You're going around that circuit. You're going around that loop-de-loop. And so by going around that loop-de-loop, things happen to you in the creation to push you back to God, push you back to His Word, to get you to focus on Him, to get you to seek the truth, to get you to get your heart right. It's all about the heart. And so, long story short, as I saw the 666, then God revealed the downloaded the truth about how everything's encoded everywhere. The truth is encoded right in, it's right in front of you. The whole storyline is right in front of you. Like, I'm sitting here in a parking lot and there's a one-way sign right in front of me. One way with an arrow. The arrow is the piercing. Jesus is the way. There's only one way. And so everything's a pattern after the paw. There's one way. It's all by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so everything you're doing in the natural is because it was first done in the spiritual, way back the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So for you to take up your cross is because Jesus walked before you and took up His cross. You don't have the power to take up your cross except for the Holy Spirit in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you can't live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. You have to die daily. You don't go by your own understanding, and you just walk by faith and know that God's in control. And so, what am I trying to tell you? The 666 flesh mind is everywhere. But if you're saved, you got the spirit mind. And the spirit mind is opposite of the flesh mind. It's counterintuitive. And when you're talking to somebody who has not experienced the spirit mind, who doesn't know what walking in the spirit is, and they're in the flesh, they're going to persecute you because you're not like them. You're an extraterrestrial. You're not from the terrestrial anymore. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're an ET. So who are the ETs? You are, if you're saved, because you got the Holy Spirit. And the same Holy Spirit that's in you is an exact copy of Jesus. So you have the Holy Spirit. You know all things in Christ. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness in His Word. You know the truth. You know if your heart's right. You know if you're being stupid. If you're acting stupid, you already know because you got the truth. And the truth abides with you forever. And so when you step into the spirit mind and you step out of the flesh mind, and it's a process, it's a birthing process, just like the baby becomes an adult, a teenager, then an adult. It's a process. And so as you step into that spirit mind, through a process of daily turning, it's the Turing machine, the cutting machine. God is cutting you, He's turning you, He's unioned you to get you to flow in the spirit wall. So as you're going through that daily turn, daily cycle, you're being washed and turned, and the spirit mind, source never changes, and the spirit mind is in agreement with what He says. The spirit mind, the Holy Spirit in you, is in agreement with God. And so when you step into agreement with God, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You're in oneness with God. You're one with God. You're one through Christ. You're outside of time. Then you're going to see high-level synchronicity, because S-Y-N means together. Chronos means time. So high-level synchronicity, because you're together in time with Christ. You're left behind to be a witness, a testimony, strangers and pilgrims down here. But you're in union with God in the heavenlies, in Christ. It's all finished. And so what if any two or three agree on one thing, it shall be done. It's just like when Jesus went and grabbed they said, you got to pay taxes. So He went, don't you have some taxes to pay? He went to the river, grabbed a coin, and paid the taxes out of the fish's mouth. And so you're just using the system. You're just giving honor to whom honor's due, even though it's a fake system, it's a man-made system, but you're using it to walk in the spirit. So you use the system, not necessarily to get rich, but to do whatever you need to do. Keep boundaries, whatever you need to do to walk in the spirit. So you work hard so you don't have to put up with a bunch of flesh creatures. But when you do rub shoulders with the flesh creatures, what do you do? What do? You don't argue with them. You don't debate with them. You don't fight with them. You just tell them the truth. If they want to hear it, fine. If they don't. So, long story short, Shekinah Glory showed up, downloaded all this information. As I renewed my mind, all the puzzle pieces came together into a wholeness. And the word whole means holy, holiness, the whole, W-H-O-L-E. The whole pie, you can see the whole pie in the pieces, and you can see... You can see the pieces in the whole and the whole in the pieces. And so that wholeness comes from what? Seeing the whole truth. When you see the whole pie, when you see the whole truth, it all fits. It's kind of like putting a puzzle on your living room table. You put all, you open the box, you throw all the pieces on the living room table, and you start to put the pieces together. And you start to see, as parts, as all the pieces start to fit together, you get to a point where you see the whole puzzle. And so when you do a crossword puzzle, that is the puzzle of life. Cross and word. Why do you think it's called a crossword puzzle? Because the puzzle of life is the cross and the word. And so when you throw that puzzle on that table and you start putting the pieces together, you get the whole pie and you get, you. And when you think about it, when you get the whole pie, you're whole. You're complete. You're healthy. The whole pie means you're holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, because He is the whole. And if you're one with Him, you're holy. That's why you're a saint. You're the elect saints. What's a saint? You're set apart. You're different. You're not like the world. That's why when you rub shoulders with people, let's go to the bar. Let's go do this. You say, that's not, I don't do that. You're not having fun. Fun means distraction, means foolishness. What do you mean having fun? Let's have some fun. That's what the devil says, fun. And most of the church people say fun. Let's go have some fun. I know what they're saying. I mean, you'd be better off just say, let's go. What would you even say that's biblical? Let's go do some recreation. That would be, let's go have some recreational activity. Because you're taking a break, but you're in the recreation mode still. You're always in the recreation mode. It's, you know, when I say boot camp, every moment's a boot camp, if you can see it. It's all recreation all the time. Everything's recreation. Let's say you start to remodel your house. You do a bunch of stuff, and you come back around 6 months later, and this part's already starting to, the paint's already starting to peel. You got to paint it again. It's always recreation. 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 Recreate. So everything is recreation. To remind you, remind, remember, to member back in with Christ. Every day is a remembering. You know, when you're thankful, you are thinking back to the cross. THANK is the no different than THINK. You're thinking back to the cross. So when he started downloading all this stuff to me, the code, I could see the truth in everything, started seeing the truth everywhere. Actually, on my phone that I had at that time, I could see the whole creation right there on that phone. I could also see it in the alphabet. The whole alphabet is giving you the whole history of man, the Alpha and Omega, A to Z. The Z is the boomerang, A is the blood, B is a house, C is a rich man chased a poor man down to give him charity, which is agape. D is the door, E is the spirit, F is man's number, 6. G is Golgotha, 7, it is finished, complete. 8 is the letter H, and it's eternal. This goes back to the eternal truth, you know. Stairway, the ladder to heaven, right? I is Jesus, J is Jesus, K is worship. L is EL, which is God in the old. M is water. N is the fish and the snake. O is like the window being opened, but it's also a type of the womb because the prophecy of the woman, the OP is the female and the male. The prophecy of the woman, her seed shall bruise his head, his seed shall bruise her seed's heel. Q is those in series after, Q-U-E-U-E, in series after. R is royalty. S is the snake on the pole integrating the church back in. T is the cross. U is E-W-E. V is a cutting, cutting you back. W is body double. takes up his, so you're seated in the heavenlies after the cross, but your body doubles down here, playing it out. So X is take up your cross. And Y is the U up on, rise up from a U to a Y by the pole, the post, the cross. Z is weapon, Ephesians 6, take up your cross. Z is a weapon. We rest, you take up the full armor of God in Ephesians 6. Put on the full armor of God. So you fight the good fight of faith while you're down here. There's people trying to kill you, trying to take you out, trying to defame you, lie about you, shut you up, shut you down, everything. You don't even know it. God has protected you in so many ways you don't even know. People trying to poison you, trying to lie about you, and everything under the sun. If you get serious, and all the distractions are to keep you from seeing that everything in front of you points to Jesus. I don't care if it's chemical engineering, electrical engineering, math, science. Y is equal to E to the X. As you rise up by the Spirit, E is Spirit, X is taking up your cross. The math, the science, all the letters and shapes and symbols and formulas point back to the same spiritual truth that while you're down here, you got to take up your cross. But Jesus already finished it, so you have the power. It's all finished.